For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, writes the author of Ecclesiastes. A time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time for war and a time for peace. We are fortunate today for the freedom with which to reflect on these sayings. In highlighting the juxtaposition of good times and bad that is common to human experience, they remind us of the wisdom required to know what response is right at any given time. But there comes a point for individuals and collectively when the choice is so stark, the cause so great, that there is no time left to ponder. The summer of 1940 was one such moment when a seemingly existential threat to our nation demanded decisive action. Churchill, in his address on the 11th of September, made plain the urgency. Comparing the days with Drake and the Armada, with Nelson and Napoleon's army at Boulogne, he concluded, "What is happening now is on a far greater scale and of far more consequence." So 76 years ago, the nation held its breath and said its prayers as battle-weary pilots drew on all their reserves to scramble for yet more sorties. Historians will argue at length as to why we won the Battle of Britain. They might point to the all-important eyes of radar, the manoeuvrability of Mitchell's Spitfire, as examples of technological edge in the battle space. Strategists will add the vision and judgment of senior leaders, such as the Commander-in-Chief Dowding, who inspired such a great loyalty in those to whom he referred as his dear fighter boys. Today, we especially honour the few, those 2,900 or so members of Fighter Command, among their number dedicated pilots from the Commonwealth and our European allies, without whose extraordinary courage our freedom would not have been preserved. The roll of honour in this abbey represents the engraving of their memory on the hearts of a grateful nation. Yet, as any airman or airwoman would acknowledge, the battle could not have been won without the resilience and the spirit of the many. It was on the 15th of September that Sergeant Hanna, whilst too young to vote, gained his Victoria Cross for bravery in a Hampden bomber. Included within this whole force, one could add the essential contributions of the auxiliaries and volunteer reserve, contributing over 20 squadrons to Fighter Command. Likewise, the civilian men and women of the Observer Corps, the Air Transport Auxiliary, firefighters, munitions workers, and so forth. The Battle of Britain rapidly obtained its iconic status within our national memory because it symbolizes just what can be achieved when we are prepared to work together at a pivotal moment and in a vital cause. You cannot outsource memory. In his acceptance speech for the Templeton Award earlier this year, the former chief rabbi, Lord Sacks, argued that memory is more than the facts of history. For memory concerns not his story, but our story. It builds our identity and feeds our ability to make morally courageous choices today. The Battle of Britain, by telling story after story of individual heroism and collective endeavour, is about memory. And it is vital that we hand on this inspiring legacy of courage to those who face fresh challenges in our generation. The story of the Battle of Britain is not just about memory and identity. it is also about hope. For it demonstrates that when the odds are great and the margins small, sacrificial service can still win through. This was supremely evidenced in the life of Jesus. We heard in our reading that Jesus set his face towards Jerusalem. Despite knowing that this route would cost him everything, he was so confident in his identity that he could be fiercely resolute about his mission. He also, of course, understood that sacrificial love is the ultimate transforming power, bringing light even in the darkest of times. Such spiritual resilience does not come cheaply. Like memory and morality, it cannot be outsourced. But it is desperately needed, whether in the intensity of military operations or in the privacy of our homes. In educating his disciples, who wanted to call down fire on a village that had not welcomed him, Jesus demonstrated its relevance for both the most senior commander and the most junior recruit. If we are to offer collective, sustained, and value-based responses to the profound challenges of our day, which are both international and social, deeply layered and interconnected, it is important to understand where we have come from, who we are, and what we stand for. I have been privileged to witness in our servicemen and women a moral restraint and sacrificial spirit that can bear the weight of great causes. And how hopeful is it in this 75th anniversary of the Air Training Corps to observe the enthusiastic willingness of many thousands of youngsters to take up themselves the baton of adventure and service. It is therefore highly appropriate to move in this commemoration from thanksgiving to the rededication of our lives. As we have laid the standard of No. 17 Squadron on the altar, representing the valour of our forebears from the First World War through the Battle of Britain and now into the future, it is incumbent on us to offer our lives in service. It is a free choice, just as Jesus chose freely the path of the cross. But if we make it, we can rest assured that all the resources of God will be there to sustain us. As one who has proved himself present in the struggles of the past, so he promises to be with us in the future, whatever the times or seasons that we face. Amen.